This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least five people are dead after Russian forces unleashed a missile barrage targeting an energy infrastructure across Ukraine early Thursday. The governor of Lviv region says four people were killed after a missile struck a residential building. The governor of Dnipropetrovsk region says a fifth person was killed and two others wounded in multiple missile strikes. Air raid sirens railed throughout the night across Ukraine, including the capital Kyiv, where explosions occurred in two western areas of the city. Ukraine's nuclear state operator says the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which is occupied by Russian forces, lost power as a result of the missile attacks. It is now forced to rely on 18 diesel generators that can run the station for 10 days. Nuclear plants need constant power to run cooling systems and avoid a meltdown. Thursday's attacks were the largest by Russian forces since February 16th. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky invited the top U.S. House lawmaker to visit Kyiv to see what's happening here in an interview broadcast Wednesday on U.S.-based cable news network. Speaking through an interpreter, President Zelensky told CNN that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has to come to Ukraine to see how we work and then make his assumptions about the status of the war. Speaker McCarthy responded by saying he did not have to go to Ukraine to understand the situation, saying he receives information and briefings and in other ways. The U.S. has sent nearly $100 billion in military, economic, and relief aid to Kyiv since Russia invaded Ukraine last February. The aid was sent when President Joe Biden's Democratic Party controlled both chambers in Congress. The Republicans took control of the U.S. House in January, and some Republicans have expressed opposition to sending additional arms and financial aid to Ukraine. McCarthy says he supports Ukraine, but that House Republicans will not provide a blank check for additional U.S. assistance without closer scrutiny of how the money is spent. This is VOA News. A U.S. congressional committee heard firsthand testimony Wednesday from both active service members and veterans on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
This war is not over for millions of people in Afghanistan and the U.S.
Aidan Gunderson served as an Army medic during the evacuation. He says he's plagued by the memories.
I see the faces of all the people we could not save, all those that we left behind.
The majority of witnesses argued blame for the fall of Kabul touches every presidential administration, from George W. Bush to Joe Biden. Retired Green Beret Lieutenant Colonel David Scott Mann.
America is building a nasty reputation for multi-generational systemic abandonment of our allies.
Testimony focused not on the decision to withdraw, but on what witnesses described as a desperate attempt to rescue American citizens and Afghan allies with little planning and inadequate support. And they implored Congress to help the allies left behind. Peter Lucier is a Marine veteran.
Urgent action right now will save so many lives.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Georgia's ruling party said on Thursday it was dropping a bill on foreign agents after two nights of violent protests in the capital, Tbilisi. The Georgian Dream ruling party said in a statement it would unconditionally withdraw the bill without any reservations. It cited the need to reduce confrontation in society. The bill would have required domestic organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as foreign agents or face fines. The ruling party had previously said the law was necessary to unmask critics of the Georgian Orthodox Church, one of the country's most powerful institutions. The Georgian government says the legislation is modeled on U.S. foreign agent laws that have been in place since the 1930s, but opponents compared it to a 2012 Russian law, which has been used to clamp down on dissent. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered outside Parliament following the bill's initial approval on Tuesday. Some protesters threw gasoline bombs, stones, and plastic bottles at police, who then responded by using tear gas, stun grenades, and water cannon to disperse the crowds. Israeli leaders say the award-winning actor known for portraying Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof has died in Tel Aviv.
That I can tell you in one word, tradition.
Kiyam Topal's death at 87 was confirmed Thursday by Israeli opposition leader Yair Lapid and other leaders who tweeted their condolences to his family. Topal charmed generations of theatergoers and movie watchers with his portrayal of the long-suffering and charismatic milkman. He played the part more than 3,500 times on stage, most recently in 2009. I'm Richard.